I have married a wife. I have bought a farm or 5 yoke of oxen, and therefore I cannot come. No man can come to me except the Father who hath sent me draw him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Corpus Christi Sunday, a wonderful annual tradition of the Church and of our Church, St. Gertrude the Great. My prayer for you, the splendid Father's Day morning, may the Father, who is the only one that can do it, draw you all to his Son in this blessed sacrament, his Son whom he sets out, a sacrament to feed us spiritually and a sacrifice for all of our sins. I'm so glad that Father Selway had the idea of offering a summer camp for our boys and girls. It's a wonderful opportunity of the sports and the swimming and catechism and the daily mass, and I think most of all to be with a good influence of priests, of seminarians, and of sisters. That's a precious, precious opportunity for children. Back in the 1940s, a priest in New York wrote about his experiences when he was training for the priesthood. He used to be a counselor at the summer camp. He remembered that one year in particular, there was a very young boy who was allowed to come. He was only 5 years old. His name was Herman. And little Herman was kind of a mascot for the camp, and everybody loved him and looked after him. But in spite of that, sometimes Herman grew a little resentful because he had a long list of things he wasn't allowed to do. He couldn't swim in the deep end, and he couldn't play certain games with the older boys. And every day at Mass, which is a great feature of a summer camp, a Catholic one, he watched all of the other boys go up, but he could never receive communion. And one day, he decided to get in the line. Before the seminarian, the counselor, could stop him, he had received communion. And he asked him, the counselor did afterwards, why he did that. And he explained, well, he didn't think it was fair that all the others got to go and he never did. And the seminarian told him, you know that you did wrong, and he promised that he wouldn't do it again. But so the counselor asked him, said, well, when Father put that host on your tongue, whom did you receive? And Herman said, I know the answer to that. I received God, which for a 5-year-old is a perfect answer. St. Pius X probably would have asked that boy a few more questions, heard his confession, and say, you may continue to receive communion, because this Pope of 100 years ago wanted children to receive our Lord very young. He said, before they've been affected by sin, and while they're free from hypocrisy, he wanted children to make their first communion as early as possible. And I believe we do have a 5-year-old child making her communion later this morning. Now, that good and holy Pope, Pius X, said that children should also receive as often as possible. He wrote about his great desire. This was 101 years ago this month. Time flies. His great desire that Holy Communion, which is so salutary and agreeable to God, may be, by the grace of God, propagated everywhere among the Christian people. Frequent and daily communion, he wrote, is to be strongly commended to our young children, since it is greatly to be desired that before they are overcome by passions, and children are as they grow a little older, they should be clothed in Christ and thus shielded in their innocence and piety. Which one of you is not touched to see a little child at prayer. Think how our Lord feels and how much he desires to see them come to him in Holy Communion. Truly, a little child shall lead them, as Isaiah wrote in prophecy. I'm going to say a word today to the little children who are with us. Children, our Lord became a little child for love of you, and he became even littler than a child. He became under the appearance of a little white host, the food of your soul. Our Lord loves children very much, and that's not surprising, because think how much your father and your mother love you. The other Sunday on Pentecost, I was having a little chat with your parents about how in some families, but I'm sure not in your own, it's the children who command and the parents who obey. This, of course, is a problem, but it's also a possibility. Dear children, yours is a serious responsibility in one so young. And if this is your case, you need to use your power, children, very wisely and very well. I remember back in our old church in Sharonville, 20 years ago, we used to have bingo to support our school. And there was a grandmother and a mother from Sharonville who would come to the bingo in the church basement. And one day they were Catholic, so they asked to see the church. And their little granddaughter, whose name was Tressa, and she was 5 years old, was with them. And when she saw our beautiful church, she fell in love with it. And then because of her, her family started coming, and then she was enrolled in the school. And very young, she made her first Holy Communion, as another girl will this morning. Now remember how well she used her power in her family. Whenever anything bad came on television, little Tressa would stand in front of it with her arms out, and she would say, "No, that's wrong. Turn this off." Isn't that wonderful? And then she got her parents to send her, her mother to send her to the school, and that way she could satisfy her desire to receive Jesus every day. Wouldn't you like, children, to be able, not just Sundays and sometimes, but every school day, just think of it, to grow up receiving Jesus? Now, what would that mean? St. Francis de Sales, he's one of our patrons here in Cincinnati, when he was a student going to school, used to go very often to communion, and they asked him why, his friends did, and he said, "Well, you see, Jesus is my teacher, and I'm just going to see the teacher." And at our school, that's what happens. Every day at 11:30 on a school day, Jesus himself, the teacher, comes. St. Francis said, "I often speak with him because I can learn so much from him. He's the teacher, and the subject is sanctity, how to be holy, how to become a saint. Of what use to me would all of the knowledge and education of the world be if I don't be holy? There are many things you could learn in any school, children, at a home school or a public school or a Novus Ordo school, but here, only here in this school, is Jesus the teacher every day, right there at that communion rail." Some parents love their children too well, but not too wisely. And sometimes it's very hard to even think of being separated from them for a few hours a day. Parents do love their children very much. It's a beautiful thing to see. But remember, parents gave us life, but Jesus died to give us life. Eternal life. Our parents work hard to provide food for us, but Jesus gives us the food of everlasting life in heaven. Some parents fear bad influences and a kind of a loss of control over their children, and that's understandable, very understandable, today. But after all, children have to grow up and they have to grow away. It's much better to give them Jesus every day to be their food in the way. He perfectly nourishes and preserves their innocence for as long as possible. The Blessed Mother children, when she was 3 years old, left home to go live in the temple. And it must have been very hard for her parents, Saints Joachim and Anne, to say goodbye to her. But they did. God love and bless our fathers and our mothers this Father's Day. Sometimes distance or other difficulties would make this kind of presentation in the temple impossible. And that's why we all should persevere in making frequent spiritual communions to make up for it, and so that maybe one day this could be. I conclude with a story of a father who was a very wealthy farmer. His three sons worked for him. They were all good boys, basically. They had their little ways, they had their faults, but they were faithful. They turned up to work for Dad every day. They did their appointed duties. But one son of the three did a little bit more. Almost every day, you see, he made a point to drop in on Dad and to see him. And sometimes he'd stay for supper, or he'd get there early in the morning for breakfast before work. And they'd talk a little bit, and the son would ask his dad's opinion about problems or difficulties that were coming up on the farm. And he'd usually make a point of saying, to ask if there's anything else he could do for his father. Now, which of the three do you think that father loved best? Why, he loved doubtless that one son who showed his respect and his love by coming every day. The boy never said, "Dad, I love you," because that's kind of a more of a modern thing, and very often boys don't say that to their fathers. But he showed that he loved his father by what he did every day. So too with Almighty God, the best of fathers. He loves best those who come to see him every day, and they stay to breakfast or maybe to supper. He'll hear their prayers. He will bless them in so many ways. My prayer for you this Father's Day is that this Father of us all, who alone can do it, will draw you to his Son in the Blessed Sacrament, a sacrifice for our sins and the supper for our soul in Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.